Good morning.
I was asked when I came in what I needed these sticks for. Do you know what they are? Sticks? Oh, they're special sticks. What do you think they are? What?
Maybe the long one's a hiking stick, the short one's a walking stick.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's exactly what they are. Good job. Well, this one has a special history. I don't know all of the history of it, but it was my grandfather's. And my understanding is that he took this walking stick on a long hike up to Mount Fuji. Do you know where that is? You're right, it's in Japan. And it's a very, very tall mountain. And I don't know how old he was when he climbed that mountain, but I know that there's a lady from Loma Linda who started climbing Mount Whitney when she was about 85. Her name was Hulda Crooks. That's a kind of an older age to start hiking, don't you think? And that's a very tall mountain. Are you ready to do it? Nobody's here ready to do that? Okay. Pardon?
I guess I can try.
You can try. Yes, you can. Well, I have... Who's a good reader? Okay, I'm going to have one of you come up and read a Bible verse. So who wants to do the first one? You want to do it?
Yes.
Ah, my lady with all the answers. I want you to read this one, just this last little piece here.
Starting with Enoch?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Enoch walked faithfully with God for 300 years and had sons and daughters. Amen. Altogether, Enoch lived a total of 365 years. Enoch walked faithfully with God. Then he was no more because God took him away.
Okay. Thank you.
Amen.
He walked faithfully with God. And what happened to him? No, he didn't. So I'm going to have you come up and read what happened to him. You said you were a good reader. What's your name? Oh, you don't want to read this verse, huh? Okay, I'll let the other young lady read. Okay, I want you to read here.
By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was without faith. It is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
Thank you. Wow. So what did Enoch do? He walked with God, and he continued walking with God until what happened?
God took him away.
Where did God take him?
To heaven.
To heaven. Wow. Can you imagine walking so close to God that all of a sudden you're in heaven? Ooh, that's kind of a big thought, isn't it? What do you think? Do you think you could do that?
No?
Why not?
Because God is going to come back and keep us all to heaven.
Well, if Enoch had died, wouldn't he have gone to heaven too? He didn't have to experience death. That's kind of strange, isn't it? You have a puzzled look on your face. That means you're going to have to study more today, aren't you? He walked so close to God that he walked right into heaven. And he's up there now. Did you know that? There's two people we know of that are in heaven. Anybody know who the other one is?
Moses.
But something happened to Moses before he went to heaven. What happened? He died. You're right. Okay, so we have two people that we know are in heaven. One went to heaven without dying, and one went to heaven after death. Suppose that's going to happen to some of us too? Think so? What do you think is going to happen? Okay, we've got people who are dead that are going to be raised by Jesus when he comes. And then the people who are still living are going to go to heaven too. So one of you'll all be in one of those two groups, don't you think? But what will you have to do as you go through the next few years until that happens? We'll have to believe. What are we going to have to read?
Bible.
We're going to have to read our Bible, aren't we? And that's a very good thing to read so that you know all the things that have happened and what's going to happen. Who would like to pray this morning? Come.
Bow your heads and close your eyes. Dear God, rock strong and creator, thank you for bringing us here this morning to your holy house, and thank you for the blessing of life and for the promise of us coming back to you again, Lord. Please help us to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy, and to be with you and walk with God. And thank you for dying on the cross for our sins, and for all that you have and will do, Lord. And please help us to remember you over the next few years, and for us to remember that you're always right next to us. Thank you for the promise of your angels right by our side, and in hard times, we're always right next to them, Lord. In your heavenly name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.